I'm now joined with Orla O'Connor, Director of National Women's Council, to speak about the launch of an event organised by National Observatory on the Violence Against Women and Girls. It's going to be on Friday, 2nd of December next, at Wood Quay Venue. Good morning, Orla. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
Orla, first of all, just tell us about the National Observatory and how it's set up.
Yeah, so the National Observatory on Violence Against Women, it's a network of national organisations who are working to combat violence against women and to bring about an end to violence against women. So there's a range of groups that would be frontline services, such as, you know, organisations like Women's Aid, Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And then there would also be organisations who would be working on the area of violence, but it mightn't be their sole work. So, for example, Pave Point, an organisation that works with travellers and traveller women, would also be working on violence against women. And then there's groups that are providing frontline services around the country. So for example, it might be other rape crisis centres. It could also be some refuge services and support services that are provided for women. So it's a real combination of a mixture of organisations all focused in on this area. And the National Women's Council hosts and chairs it. And the reason, I mean, the name, the observatory, where that came from is across Europe, there are a number of these observatories on violence against women, and then they feed into a European one. So it's an opportunity to feed into what's happening at a European level, but also to learn from each other in terms of what's happening in different countries.
So on the 2nd of December, the Observatory will launch an alternative to the state report on eliminating violence against women. Tell us more about this in terms of the alternative itself and the new third national strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence.
So what's being launched is the Irish government has signed up to this convention, and it's called, in the shorthand, Istanbul Convention. It's the European Council Convention to combat violence against women. And the government, the Irish government, is required to report now that we've signed and ratified it. The Irish government has to report to the committee responsible for the convention to say what it's been doing on violence against women. And then the civil society organisation, the non-governmental organisations, are asked to present what's called a shadow report to comment on our views on what's happening on violence against women. So it's called a shadow report, and that's exactly what is going to be launched. It's our report that's going to go in to the committee on the convention to say, well, you know, our view basically on what the government is saying, that it's doing what we feel needs to happen. And really, a really important context in Ireland at the moment is the fact that the government have launched in June their new strategy on violence against women called the Third Strategy. And this is a strategy that the vast majority of organisations like the Women's Council, all the organisations in the Observatory, we're very positive about the government strategy. It's a very ambitious strategy, and it's a strategy that was created with us, with civil society organisations. But the big question is about the implementation. And in the shadow report that we are submitting to the European Convention, we're saying very clearly that, yes, the government strategy is a very positive, ambitious strategy. And if it was all to be implemented, it would really put Ireland in a better place for women and girls. But the questions are around the implementation, and we have a long way to go.
Okay, so at what time will the launch take place?
So it's going to take place in the morning, and there's going to be a selection of speakers. We're very conscious in this shadow report that we need to look at what's happening in terms of violence against women, but for different groups of women. So the report will be presented by myself, but also representatives in terms of coming from the perspective of disabled women, coming from the perspective of traveller women, because the diversity bit is key. And then there'll be a panel of speakers coming from the Department of Justice, from our Garda Síochána, and also from frontline services, for example, CC, an organisation that works directly with survivors of domestic abuse. They will also be on the panel giving their responses and their views on both what the government is saying they're going to do and on the areas that they've highlighted in this shadow report.
Okay, so can anyone attend, by the way?
Absolutely, it's a public event, and if you go onto the National Women's Council social media or our website, you can sign up through Eventbrite. So you do have to register for it because there's a limited capacity. So you have to register for it, and then very welcome to attend.
Okay, so it's the Wood Quay venue.
Yeah, and that's in Dublin.
Yeah. So the launch is part of a programme of events to mark 16 days of action on violence against women. Tell us more about this in terms of what it will be focused on.
Yes, so the 16 days of action is a global, I suppose, you know, a global time for countries, for groups to really pay attention to what's happening on domestic and gender-based violence. So many organisations, and there'll be local organisations, national organisations, have events as part of the 16 days of action. And it's really to bring about a focus and to bring attention to this issue. And we know we need that in Ireland, as in most countries. So it's a real opportunity both to look at the progress that we're making, but also to look at what needs to be done. And in Ireland, we've seen positive progress over the last number of years in terms of introduction of new legislation, more forthcoming legislation that the minister has announced in terms of, for example, you know, hate crime, in terms of increased stronger sentences in relation to criminal offences with regard to sexual and domestic violence. So we are seeing real progress, but then we also know that there are real gaps. For example, we don't have enough refuge spaces across the country when women need, at that really critical time when they're leaving domestic abuse, there isn't enough refuge spaces. And that's one of the areas that is absolutely highlighted. And we also need really significant reform in our family court system, because that needs to be really, you know, protecting victims.
Right, so we leave it there for today, unless, of course, anything else you would like to mention.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity, Johnny, to talk about the event.
You're most welcome. Aura, thanks again for joining us. Nice talking with you. And all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you.
Now, that was Aura O'Connor, Director of National Women's Council. She was talking about launch of an event organised by National Observatory on Violence Against Women and Girls. And it's going to be held on Friday, 2nd of December next at Wood Quay Venue.